My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we are live with you on the day that the Commanders and everyone else in the league takes one more step to finalizing their roster. The Commanders make a trade today for John Ridgeway. We told you yesterday that was very likely to happen. Ridgeway to New Orleans with a 7th round pick for a 6th in return. So that cleans up that. There's one more roster spot then available. We'll see how ultimately they fill it. They also re-sign a ton of guys to the practice squad. For whatever it's worth, Anthony, I actually think we did a pretty darn good job on our practice squad projection. We wound up not going as intently on defense as I wish we would have, but like a name like Andre Jones Jr., I probably would have put on there. He winds up making it. A ton of the guys we circled on offense make it. I will say one guy that does not make it that I thought probably would get brought back, but they decided to move on is Martavis Bryant. A lot of people think that's some kind of crazy thing. I simply do not, because he is a 2014 draft pick at 32 years old who hasn't played in the NFL since 2018. And I think what we see here yesterday, the moves today, is that Adam Peters is making bets on young players with high upside and a lot of physical traits. And Martavis Bryant only fits the latter of those. And so he would rather take a swing on someone with a longer leash and higher upside than someone who maybe is a little bit better right now, but again, hasn't played in the league since 2014. And so, since 2018, and is 32 years old. So that is where we are. All right, Adam Peters also, somewhat shockingly, considering where they are, didn't make any waiver claims. He says today that not only did they not get anybody on waivers, but it's not like they put in for one of the corners that Carolina signed. Peter's saying they didn't put in any waivers claimed And just a few moments ago at the press conference, talked about why he decided to not do that. Anthony, do you have that clip, or am I expected to?
I didn't know you wanted me to play the clip. I had saved
them. They're in here. I didn't know if this was one of those things where you had them or I had them. Here. Do we have the waiver wire? That's the clip. Adam Peters on the waiver wire situation.
Yeah, I think what I think that's reflective of, John, is more one. I want to thank our pro staff, our pro scouting staff. They scoured preseason tape for hours and hours and hours and really got together and gave us a lot of really good candidates to bring in and to bring up, and made tapes, had our coaches watch them and all that. But in the end, I think it really speaks to the guys we have in this building and looking through the waiver wire and being really happy with the guys that we have. And we thought, you know, you compare them to the guys that you have and the guys that are out there. And we thought, you know, the guys that we have in the building we're really happy with. So at this point, we didn't make any waiver claims, and we had the number 2 waiver claim. We still have the number 2 waiver claim, and we'll have that for the first 3 weeks at least, and hopefully no longer than that. And we'll keep doing that until we're always going to do what's best for the team and how to make our team better. So we didn't see that in this round, but it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be weeks from now. So.
And again, you know, players are going to continue to move around the NFL. You know, for instance, today, Carolina claims five players. Well, that means they have to cut five. And that is something that I saw a couple of smart folks, Albert Breer, amongst others, point out today on Twitter and online is that, you know, you can't just, especially if you're Washington or Carolina at the top, like you can't just, you know, shotgun 15 waiver claims, because if you get all of them, you can't be like, ah, actually, never mind. We didn't realize we get all those guys. No, you have to prioritize, because every single one that you get, you have to cut a player. And thus, they might not have had anybody that they wanted to cut over someone on the waiver wire. Carolina goes and cuts someone. Maybe that fits what they want better. You know, Carolina changes out some people, and they had an overload at one position that they were more talented at than Washington. I know Carolina's roster is not that great, so that feels unfeasible. But say someone else does down the list. And all of a sudden you get a player that is now going through waivers and becomes available, and you go make that claim. And right now, because of the Ridgeway trade, unless there's a move that I haven't seen yet, they actually have a roster spot, so you don't have to worry about waiving anybody. So this is still something that's in flux. Also, the veterans that are out there, they could still sign right now. So someone like a Noah Brown, who's got multiple years of NFL experience, he doesn't even go through the waiver process. He was a free agent immediately yesterday and is probably fielding multiple offers right now. If Washington comes out on top of those, which they very well could, they have a ton of money. So, you know, if someone wants to pay a vet $1.1 million and Washington's like, we don't care, we'll pay you $1.3 million. Does that vet go like, that extra $200,000 is worth it to me? Depends on maybe the situation. Do they want to go to a competitor? Are they willing to invest in the Washington project? Like, there's a lot of factors for everybody out there to decide, and we'll see what ultimately gets decided. Of course, they're trying to build a team. They're trying to build something that can be good this year. It's not all like, we don't care. That's certainly not the message in this close to the season. It's all in for seeing how good they can be this year. They made some long-term planning decisions, I think, long ago on how good they might be this year and what kind of chance they wanted to give themselves to be good this year. What some of their other priorities in terms of identifying talent and building up from within were going to be this year. And so Dan Quinn was asked about building the identity part of the Washington Commanders and how they've done so far and how the decisions they made around the 53 and the practice squad and the waiver wire go into all that.
I think you're on the right track, Ben, that you better have an identity and know what you're going to be about and how you get down, because if you don't, you'll just kind of hodgepodge it around. And so I think you see us play, you've got a glimpse so far of some of speed, of physicality, of going to finish. And so those are some of the traits that we admire about a lot of the players on this 70-man roster. And the more we do it, you know, the stronger it's going to get. But that is a really important piece of it.
So there you go. The physicality, you know, some of that stuff is definitely what they're looking for. And that's pretty obvious based off of not just the 70 that were named, but like, look who they brought in the offseason. Look at the kind of player. Look at the traits, the physical characteristics. And I'll go to the KJ Henry piece. KJ is a very talented player. KJ is someone who I think fits a lot of the mold of what they want from like an attitude, a kind of intentionality, all that kind of stuff. But he's a little bit undersized. He doesn't have tremendous length or reach or physical. Whoa. That was fun, Ant. How did that happen?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm over here looking right now.
Huh. That was interesting.
Yeah.
It just, the ads took him out. I know we got to pay the bills, but we're going to pay him yet.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, you got it under control over there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless somebody's in the system. I don't know.
All right. Well, you go investigate that. I'm going to keep talking about football. Sorry about that, everybody. I really did accentuate the point, though. Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. KJ Henry, as I was saying. KJ Henry is a guy that fits a lot of what they want to do from an intentionality, a makeup, all that kind of stuff. But he doesn't have some tremendous, like 6'4", super long arms, crazy 40 time, any of those types of kind of freakish physical traits. And Javonte Jean-Baptiste does, and Jamin Davis does. And so they wind up keeping those players over KJ Henry. And clearly what KJ offers is valuable. The Bengals, a contender, were like, yeah, we'll take KJ Henry. But Washington is like, okay, let's see if we can hit some home runs. Because if we can turn Jamin Davis on a Micah Parsons path, and again, do I think realistically that's possible? Hell no. Micah Parsons is the best, you know, arguably the best pass rusher in the league. Thinking that that guy was just kind of floating in the background all along is ridiculous. But can they get him to where he's a starting caliber or double-digit sack guy? Like, let's find out. Let's give him the snaps and the leeway to see, like, what he can be in a bigger role. And they want to figure that out. And then that way, if they have that guy, they know they don't have to spend mega draft capital on it next year. So let's take a swing. And that seems to be, I think, in multiple positions, the way that they are going, but especially at one in defensive end. As for Adam Peters and what he has learned about building a roster and especially being in the number one seat, it goes back to something that Adam has been practicing and has been preached to him for 20 plus years.
Yeah, I think you said it. That was the first personnel manual I ever had, John, was Patriots, and it says, we're not collecting talent, we're building a team, and that's what we're trying to do here too, and that rings true, you know, 20 some years later. And I think we're going to keep getting better at it. The more we're around each other, the more that our scouting staff knows what they're looking for on the field offensively and defensively, we're going to get better and better and better, and we're already on our way to that, probably faster than I thought we would be, and really excited for what's to come in the future.
That little faster than I thought it would be is probably going to go under the radar, but I am curious about that. The fact that he thinks maybe we're a little better than I thought we would be, because very clearly, and we'll play this bite for you later, he did address the fact that so much of the 2023 draft class and so much of what was here got wiped out. But considering what they clearly thought, flipping 36, I think, by the end, players that are new from the 53 last year, it's insane. You don't do that in the NFL. But the fact that they thought the cupboard was that bare, were able to fill it with enough stuff to get by, and maybe it came together in a way that they didn't even anticipate being possible, I'm intrigued to see what they can be this year. Not that that guarantees anything. Not that I'm really adjusting my expectations, but maybe I'm turning my optimism up, a half a tenth on the dial. So we'll see what they can be. But the idea of hey, we're building a team, not collecting talent, that to me is one of the things in sports that teams get wrong. Teams just try to get, and especially when they have talent, like that's actually the worst, is let's call it the Los Angeles Lakers, right? Oh, we got LeBron. We got to get more talent. It's like, no, you need to surround LeBron with the right pieces. You need to re-sign Alex Caruso, not go chase Russell Westbrook. Like, those kinds of moves are what kill potential franchises, and it happens, or potential winning championship teams, and it often happens at the inflection point when you have the resources to move and you chase the wrong things. And at this beginning point, like, yes, they need to collect talent because they just don't have enough of it. But now that they've got the quarterback figured out, presumably that Jaden Daniels is what we've seen so far and will continue to be the centerpiece of this organization, hopefully at least for 5, if not 10 or 15 years, then surrounding him with the right pieces, supplementary / complementary on offense and then ultimately defense, that is the mission, not just to see, hey, how many individually brilliant players can we have regardless of how they fit with the talent around them, what we want to be schematically, and how the roles need to be filled across this offense and across this defense. All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we are taking your calls. The number is 301-230-0980. The calls we are taking are for you to play fantasy football with us, with me, with Anthony, with my friend Tony Squares, with Mitchell, who's a frequent listener who's won his way into the league by sending me an email. And the way you get into the league is you call us and you tell us why you should be in the league. What I don't want is your fantasy football resume. What I do want is something that proves that you are a loyal listener to the show, that you get the show, and that you belong in this league. It's very open-ended on purpose. I can't tell you exactly what is going to get you in the league. I can tell you telling me that you've won 17 fantasy football championships will not be. 301-230-0980. We have up to three spots to auction off over the next half hour. So get your calls in, 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.